This is Dabu 7. It seems that we have entered a moment in time where big things are about to change. The currency that you use in life and have used all your life is about to change as well, because they're about to try to digitize this through one big event. To lay out the groundwork for this, they had to go global, and they're about to implement it, and it was all scheduled to begin March 10th. The same day as this Federal Reserve Bank board meeting that is closed to the public. They were going to launch this. They're now saying they're going to sunset this till July 14th of 2025, meaning that we have a window that is opened here of time where they are implementing this brand new way that they're transferring money via cross-border payments and digitizing everything and connecting it to the ledgers, to the blockchain. And this was supposed to be all rolled out on the 10th. I've warned about this many times. But now they've like opened this up to where it expands out, where it's going to be a slow rollout, but it's begun or beginning. They are going to phase out the old way of sending on March 9th. That was what the scheduled procedure was. So now they're giving it more time to be fully implemented and rolled out here globally. This opens the door for that world currency to be rolled out. Now, what Trump's done in the United States is he's already started attacking the fiat currency almost immediately. He came in and he's ordered that they do away with minting pennies. Pennies will no longer be produced by the United States. The nickel will be next, and they'll go right on down the line saying that they cost too much to make and they're just going to remove them from the system. It's exactly what he's ordered thus far. Now, we have all this talk of the blockchain system being incorporated full scale. And the people that were worried about a CBDC that want to say, oh, Trump signed an executive order against a CBDC. That was just a buffalo, the people that didn't know anything about it. Because with the other hand, he turned around and he gave you blockchain via his Trump coin and backs WorldCoin, and is openly stating that they want to be at the forefront of AI and crypto. So he threw a bone to all those people out there that have a small mind and cannot see this for what it is. You had a problem with the CBDC, he signed a piece of paper basically saying, well, we won't call it that, and threw it to you, and y'all took it and ran the other way. In the meantime, this is a full-scale implementation of a global system that's happening. This is where they can transfer all these currencies back and forth instantly, and it doesn't matter what you call it. It doesn't matter the name on any of them, on any of the cryptos, on any of anything, because it's all sent the same way. So in the end, this is a global beast system being rolled out right in front of you. So are you ready? Now get ready for this world currency, because again, once they make this move, it doesn't matter what you call it. They're all the same thing. At that point, what's really going to count is what's counted all along. What kind of real money do you got to back it with? Gold, silver. What's really in Fort Knox? We may be in for some big shocks here, but the world is a stage. And one thing's for sure, they're telegraphing right here on The Economist that Trump is here to do that, to kill the dollar and to burn it down through and through, and to replace it with the new system. He's even said, under his power here, they are looking to reset it all. So you can't reset something unless the old system is torn down or done away with. And this right here is a transfer that they've been waiting for a long time. Many people just not hip to it. Well, get hip to it. It begins March 10th at this Federal Reserve Board meeting, and by July of this year, it will be full-scale implemented. So get ready. It's right here in front of your face. Crazy times we're in. Join me on the live streams. Going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dabu 77, talking about this and a whole lot more. Hope to see you there. Much love.